We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. President Trump has just taken off from Andrews Air Force Base, heading for the West Coast, heading for Los Angeles for a short visit here in a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. KMX 1070's John Baird is in Beverly Hills with a live report.
President Trump won't arrive here until later in the afternoon, but police are everywhere already. Police officers and sheriff's deputies parked or rolling up and down North Cannon Drive off Wilshire in front of the Montage Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, that's where the president will meet with the LA 2028 Olympic Committee to get an update on preparations for the 2028 Games. And then the president is set to take part in a roundtable discussion with supporters and then speak at that fundraising dinner later in the day. Mr. Trump will then spend the night in Las Vegas and then travel to Rancho Mirage in Riverside County on Wednesday morning for a fundraising golf outing and a reception there. Meantime, as we said, the president will be flying in here just after 3 o'clock into L.A. He'll helicopter over to Santa Monica before the motorcade rolls into Beverly Hills. And you can bet in the mid-afternoon, we're going to have traffic jams on the west side of town. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, John, and it's for that reason you'll want to keep it tuned right here to KNX 1070 News Radio. We'll help you through it with our traffic every 10 minutes on the fives. The L.A. City Council has just approved a new law that bans showing off wild and exotic animals for entertainment.
We have heard reports of majestic wild animals being carted around for amusement at a house party. This is not safe. This is not ethical. And perpetrates a barbaric view that wild and exotic animals are toys.
That's Councilmember David Rue, who authored the ban. He says he got upset back in 2016 when he heard about a baby giraffe and a baby elephant being marched to a private party in the Hollywood Hills. This ordinance would be limited to private events. The use of animals in filming would be exempted. Some former scouts who say they were victims of sexual abuse are now concerned a bankruptcy filing by the Boy Scouts of America may derail their hopes of justice being served.
There are well over 12,000 reported cases of sex abuse of Boy Scouts over the decades. Changes in law are allowing many of them to file suit against the organization. By filing for bankruptcy, those cases are now on hold while finances are sorted out by a bankruptcy court.
For our clients, it's, on some level, it's an acknowledgement of responsibility by the Boy Scouts.
Jason Amala is an attorney for some of the scouts claiming sexual abuse.
On the other hand, there's a fear that they're going to try to use this bankruptcy to hide, you know, documents and records about the full extent of what the scouts knew and when they knew it.
Although local chapters of the scouts have not filed for bankruptcy protection, some lawyers fear they may. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A sexual assault suspect is on the loose after attacking a Pepperdine University student.
He's described as white, about 30 years old, with blondish hair and a beard, about 6 feet tall, last seen wearing all black and a baseball cap. Might be a transient. He got into the gated complex on Civic Center Way near Stewart Ranch Road in Malibu during the early morning hours of February 8th and sexually assaulted a woman in her home while she slept. She woke up. He reportedly apologized and took off. Deputies now hoping someone might turn him in. Some people in the area apparently upset that it took so long to get out the information. We do have security images on our website, KNX1070.com. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Covered California says nearly 420,000 people newly signed up for a health plan during the recent open enrollment period.
Not only is this increase of 123,000 new enrollment, a 41% increase over last year, It has covered California's highest open enrollment since 2016.
It's covered California Executive Director Peter Lee. He tells KNX there are two big reasons for the new enrollment boost. He says the first reason is the state law that requires people have health insurance or face a tax penalty. The second reason is making subsidies available to even more people so they can afford coverage. Lee says new enrollments are important because they tend to be a people who are healthier, which helps keep rates down for everyone. But 160 people who were quarantined for the coronavirus at Marine Air Station in Miramar are heading home today. And the first bus carrying dozens left about 10:30 this morning. They were part of a larger group of American evacuees from Wuhan, China, who arrived at the base 2 weeks ago. 60 more scheduled to leave on Thursday. Two of the evacuees tested positive for the coronavirus. They're currently in isolation at the UC San Diego Medical Center. The West Hollywood City Council is expected to vote tonight on banning the sale of flavored tobacco products in the city. Supporters say flavors like cotton candy, chocolate, and bubble gum are enticing young people to try vaping and getting them hooked on nicotine. Tobacco shop owners, meanwhile, say a ban could put them out of business. They also accuse the city of trying to pass the proposal without properly notifying the public. An Uber driver is in stable condition after he was stabbed several times in Glendora. A suspect was arrested along with five other people who barricaded themselves inside a motel where the suspect was believed to be hiding. The three men and three women were detained after negotiating with police, who set up a perimeter around the hotel on West Route 66. This is near Glendora Avenue.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.